Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, Hillsborough Town Board meeting at the Town Barn with a number of items on the agenda. I got Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens joining us here on the phone with an update on what's going to happen tonight and other events and happenings around Hillsborough, including some awards that we'll talk about in just a minute. But Mayor Stevens, how are you doing?
I am doing well today, Aaron, and you're right. It is such a beautiful day. Too bad we have a meeting tonight. We're ready to rock. We're ready to rock and roll.
So what's going to be on the agenda for tonight?
Well, you know, it seems like there's quite a number of items, but I would say that, you know, for the most part, it's a lot of ongoing business. We do expect to have a presentation from Go Triangle just to inform our board about the latest, particularly about the light rail, but you know, about the overall transit plan. We have, you know, quite a number of things that are on our consent agenda. And then we have some things on our regular agenda, just some contracts. We have, seems to be, a number of encroachment agreements. You know, one is just building a sidewalk on a missing section from King Street to Margaret Lane on Cameron Park, which we expected the county will be building a sidewalk, but the town would take over the maintenance thereafter. And then some additional work that we're going to do on West King Street on the we have often called the Bank of America parking lot, but since Bank of America has left, we're not quite sure what to call it now. That parking lot behind the center, behind where the Whit Nickel is. And we have some various text amendments. We're looking at negotiating with the NCDOT about getting a small, less than half of an acre, but they'll need from the train property in order to do some track realignment. So a lot of different items. All that stuff is, of course, on the website at hillsboroughnc.gov. And you can, you know, we always welcome people to be present at the meeting, and you can see the entire agenda packet and the right on the website. If you just go to the calendar, and all the public meetings that we have are readily available for people to find out about them.
And again, meeting's at 7 o'clock tonight in the Town Barn. One of the items on the agenda is a resolution the board's going to consider in opposition to HB 436, which we've been talking about. It's one of the two bills that would inhibit local government's ability to impose impact fees and other fees on developers to cover the cost of providing town and county services for the people who are going to be moving into those housing developments. So what is the impact of impact fees on Hillsborough?
Well, glad you asked, Aaron. I know a lot of the discussion is focused around schools, particularly for Hillsborough. However, we have some concerns about our water utility. We see as a way of fairly charging people for the capital improvements for our water and sewer infrastructure. Is we have a formula that we use, and so essentially people buy into the value of what the entire system is. That includes the sort of current value and the future value, and feel that's really, really important. So we don't have current citizens having to upfront the money for future development for folks who you might be, we're having to do the investments in advance. And so this is a way to kind of ensure a fair way that, you know, everybody who buys into that system, you know, pays their share of it. If that were to go away, that could mean some very, very significant increases in the water and sewer rate. And they're already high. We have, you know, a very good system and I think a well-managed system, but our rates are high. And we would certainly hate to see the capital fees go and to create an even larger fee for some folks. So that's on our consent agenda, so I'm not expecting a whole lot of discussion about it, but for our part, it's the impact on the on our water and sewer system would be pretty significant.
And we were talking about this not long ago when the Hillsborough Town Board was starting the budget discussion. I was asking, and you were saying that the budget was going to be a little bit tight this year because the town is, even with the fees that exist now, the town is paying now for the services that are going to be provided to these developments that are going to be coming in, and then the property taxes and other taxes are going to be collected down the road, but not yet. So we're in this lag period, right?
Well, in general, that's exactly correct. You know, we just have the workload is double at least for our town staff just while a lot of this development comes down. But specifically to the impact fees, though, that is strictly for the capital cost of new projects. So buying into the cost of the wastewater treatment plant, buying into the cost of the reservoir, buying into the cost of the water treatment plant, that's very specifically, that's a separate set aside amount of funds that are then used to provide important capital upgrades to those facilities. And that's one of the ways that we keep this pool of money for those capital upgrades. If we had to spread that out through the regular, your water bill, the water bill would be significantly higher. So it is a concern to us.
Again, hillsboronc.gov if you want the town board's full agenda for tonight's meeting. And you can also head to our website, chapelboro.com. We've got more on the HB 436 issue and also the HB 406 issue, the other bill that deals with impact fees. That one a little bit narrower and dealing specifically with Orange County. But both of those bills are working their way through the General Assembly right now. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and got to give a shout out now to the town's Public Information Office, because they just won a couple of awards, right?
Yeah, kudos to our public information team, particularly Catherine Wright, but Jim Del Valle, and just everybody who's been working on that team. It has been extraordinary. Last week, there was a conference. It was the North Carolina City and County Communicators, and the Hillsboro won two awards for excellence in communication, and particularly for our what we call the Talk of the Town, which is a newsletter that we do. We received it for print, and we received it for the electronic versions. And so, first place, really happy with the folks. And if you haven't seen the newsletter, probably before the day's over, there will be a press release, and there'll be a link to the newsletter. And it really is a nice little document. I think I sent you a copy earlier. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but it just covers little events that are happening in town. You saw it was a summary of the Collins Ridge. There was something about what our staff do, like Tiny, who's our safety inspector for all the playgrounds on the park. part of our new campaign now, which is a new ordinance we have about, they say flushable, but they are not. So any of your private flushable wipes or products other than toilet paper should not be flushed, but should be thrown away. Those are the kinds of things that are in that particular newsletter. The award is for the newsletter, and that's just one of the many things that these folks do. Aaron, and when you're in local government, the occupational hazard is everything we do is invisible until something goes wrong.
Yes, yeah.
And so we have a team of folks. It's on our strategy map, and we put lots of extra effort into, how can we engage this, and how can a lot of people know what's going on? How can people kind of understand what their local government does? And then when there's something that is problematic, how can we get the word out? And these folks have just done an extraordinary job for a small town, and so that they have some recognition for their work to me. I'm very excited about it, as you could probably tell.
That's really cool. Yeah, and it's so important, the communication that the Public Information Office, as that liaison between the town government and residents, because we talk about government, local, state, national, as democratic, the residents are the government, and the government is the resident. And so that line of communication, so everyone's constantly up and informed and on the same page, is so important.
Oh, absolutely. Well said. So we're very happy for a small town. The level of sophistication that these folks do, just the number of press releases, how that's integrated well with our website. We certainly on social media, Facebook and Twitter, have a nice array of videos that sometimes just explains the budget process or explains how we do a fire burn or what's happening at the water and sewer treatment plant. You find those things on our YouTube channel. And so we want citizens to understand about local government, and not just when things are going wrong or when we have an award like this, but just every day. This is how your government works.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, before we let you go, what else is going on in town?
Well, you know, it's just busy. We're coming up to a holiday weekend, but I'd certainly like to give a shout out 2 weeks on April 22nd, among the many things that are happening and happening in Hillsborough, is the Art in the Heart of Hillsborough. This is the annual crafts fair that's at the Visitor Center. This is a juried show. There's something like 40 different booths that are out on the lawn, if you've ever attended about this. And so it's just a lovely event that's a week from the Saturday on the April 22nd. One special addition to that event is a thing called the Living Room. And that's going to take one of the rooms in the Visitor Center. A local sort of artist in town, Stacy Green, is curating furniture and art just to make the entire room filled with things that you would find in the living room, but all local. So there'll be items for sale, and there'll also be a long list of events that'll be happening. For example, they'll have some, you know, a birder group do a little lecture in the living room and then take people for a birding walk. There'll be the same thing for an herb walk, some exercises, a wine and food tasting. And so for 1 week, we'll have this living room that'll be set up in our visitor center. So great things happening right now. Right now, there's a nice exhibit about our cemeteries that our cemetery committee has put together that's in the visitor center. Coming on the 22nd is the living room and this arts and crafts fair. And of course, there's all kinds of walking tours. You get all that information at Visit Hillsborough, NC.com.
All right. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for events and happenings. HillsboroughNC.gov for town government information. And the board meeting is tonight at 7. Town Barn. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.